the entity that has the power, authority, and responsibility of making that actual determination is the court, not the attorney general. The fact is that I have an obligation to defend the policy choice made by the people of the state and embodied in the Constitution. That's my duty. If I simply decide that I have the power to decide what's constitutional and not constitutional, and without regard to what the our state constitution says, I essentially become, for lack of a better term, the king. I then make the determination and I just say, oh, we're not going to defend it. We are going to defend it. It doesn't matter what my personal view is. It doesn't matter what my personal philosophy is. And I have strong views on these things, but my obligation as the attorney general is to defend the state's view, the people's view. They're the ones who adopted that. And justice can only be met if I'm willing to defend their policy choice within the bounds of the law. And then the court is going to make the determination. Let me add that if there is a policy choice that the people make that there is no defense to, that presents a different issue. But there are defenses here, and the people are entitled to have their lawyer, their elected lawyer, represent their view. Whether I agree or disagree is irrelevant.
So do you think in taking the stance that Mark Herring has taken that he overstepped his bounds as his state's attorney general by saying, wait a minute, I don't think this is constitutional?
I am critical of my colleagues who choose to abandon their responsibility to defend the policy choices made by the people.
Does it make sense that an attorney general would more forcefully defend laws that they personally believe in and maybe not as vigorously defend one that he or she disagrees with?
I don't really view it in that light. I'm a professional. I have an obligation to defend matters whether I agree or disagree. I mean, in my own experience, I was elected in my first time in 2002, took office in 2003. One of the issues on the ballot at that time was an expansion of Indian gaming. I oppose gaming as a function of policy. I don't think it's good public policy. And it's not Indian gaming that I oppose. It's all gaming that I oppose. But that passed it was a citizen's initiative. It passed significantly in this state. And the fact of the matter is, I was called upon to defend that, not to attack it. In fact, there were folks who came to me and wanted me to sue the state of Idaho to challenge the Indian gaming initiative. And I refused to do so because my duty is to defend it.
When Mark Herring made his decision last week, he said there was a historical perspective that also factored into his decision. Let's listen.
There have been times in some key landmark cases where Virginia was on the wrong side, was on the wrong side of history and on the wrong side of the law. And as Attorney General, I'm going to make sure that the person presenting the state's legal position on behalf of the people of Virginia are on the right side of history and on the right side of the law.
From that, it certainly seems like Mark Herring thinks this issue is headed in one direction, that more states will allow gay marriage. He also hints that he thinks ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court could one day strike down gay marriage all across the country. Do you think that by defending the Idaho law that's on the books right now, that future generations could ultimately see you as being on the wrong side of this issue?
I don't think whether I'm judged in history or anyone is judged in history about whether we're on the wrong side of history. That's not the function that the attorney general has. Essentially, what that is doing is making a policy view of how are people going to look at me years from now. And that's not really the issue that is in play right here. I'm obligated under the Constitution and under the laws to defend the policy choice of the people. They may be right. They may be wrong. But that's not relevant to the issue about whether they deserve to have their position put forward objectively, professionally, appropriately in court, and it is the court who will make that determination. It should not be me.
Fast forward 20 years. What do you think ultimately will become of the same-sex marriage issue in Idaho and elsewhere?
That's a very good question. Ultimately, I think the court will answer that question, and we'll find out.
Attorney General, thank you very much.
Thank you.